All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. After spending the majority of the offseason right now in Major League Baseball in hiding, the New York Yankees came out and made a big-time move yesterday when they were able to acquire relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman from the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the Yankees will be sending four minor leaguers back to the Cincinnati Reds, who are basically simply just blowing up their team right now, and they are having a fire sale. And you look at what the Yankees get in a guy like Chapman. He's been in the MLB ranks for 6 years. This is a guy that will be 28 years old in February, but you look at what he has been able to do, as he has been one of the most dominant closers going right now in MLB. He has a big frame. He comes in at 6'4", weighs about 215 pounds, and this is a guy that over 6 years has saved 146 games and has basically been the last 4 years when he has been the closer for the Reds. Over that time, he has also struck out 546 batters, and he has one of the nastiest fastballs in baseball, as he will regularly clock it in at 100 to 103 miles per hour. Now, last year, the Yankees had one of the better bullpens in baseball, and now you take a good bullpen and make it great. And the reason why I say that, you will now team Chapman with Dylan Betances and Andrew Miller. All three of these pitchers last year struck out at least 100 batters. All three of them have the capability to close games, but I think right now it's going to be Chapman that gets the ball first in the ninth inning. I could see Joe Girardi, the Yankees manager, going with Betances possibly in the seventh, or Andrew Miller in the seventh, and then switching it off to the other person for the eighth inning. I mean, if you want to switch it up, have a lefty and Miller go for the seventh, have a righty and Betances go for the eighth, and then give the ball to Chapman in the ninth, nobody's really going to argue with that. And you look at the Yankees, they need starting pitching. And there were quality starting pitchers out there on the market this year. We saw David Price go to the Boston Red Sox. You also saw Mike Leake go to the St. Louis Cardinals, and you saw John Lackey go to the Chicago Cubs, just to name a few. But it's a situation, the Yankees were unable to hit on getting a starting pitcher this year because they really weren't willing to spend a ton of money. But at the same time, they know that they don't have the best starting rotation in baseball, so what do? You strengthen the back end. And the Yankees last year had a big-time problem with their starters, as they only got 72 quality starts from them, which are 13th in the American League. And at the same time, the Yankees did not have one single starting pitcher throw at least 200 innings for them last year, as there was basically a high risk, high reward from this Yankees pitching staff last year. You looked at Nathan Eovaldi, Ivan Nova, Michael Pineda, CC Sabathia, and Masahiro Tanaka. And by the looks of things, heading into 2016, you can expect more of the same for the Yankees starting rotation if the team is going to stick with that fivesome right there, because it's basically high risk, high reward. But none of those guys were able to be consistent. And like I said, what do? In the meantime, you strengthen the guys behind them. Now, what the Yankees must avoid is overuse of their bullpen. It happened last year. These guys got fatigued coming down the stretch of the season, and because of that, they lost some games because Miller and Betances became hittable. And you have to bring Chapman into that equation as well. You don't want to overuse these guys too much, but at the same time, when they don't have a rotation right now that can go deep into ball games consistently, you expect, and you're going to expect, your bullpen to do a lot of work this year. Now, of course, Joe Girardi, is the field general for this team, and this is a big move by Yankees general manager Brian Cashman, who, of course, is taking orders from the Steinbrenners. And I'm talking about Hank and Hal, the team owners. They right now are not looking to spend a ton of money, as they want to get under that MLB luxury tax. So what's the next best way to do it? You go out there and you get yourself a closer. But this really makes things exciting for the Yankees, at least from the pitching aspect. And it also makes things very interesting in the American League East. I know a lot of things have yet to be decided. There have been free agents who are still out there and they have not signed with teams. But I tell you what, nobody right now is going to run away with the American League East the way that things are shaped up. Boston, the Boston Red Sox are an incomplete team. So are the Yankees. So are the Toronto Blue Jays. And so are the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, right now I'm already writing the Tampa Bay Rays off. But this was a move right here for the Yankees to really get them into that mix. So anything can happen. But, you know, I titled this The New Nasty Boys. And the reason why I said that is because what the Yankees potentially have with Betances, Chapman, and Miller reminds me of what the Cincinnati Reds had in 1990 when they won a World Series. And you're talking about Norm Charlton, Randy Myers, and of course, Rob Dibble. All of these guys were nasty flamethrowers, and they had an ornery edge about them. And they won a lot of games that year for the Cincinnati Reds just off of sheer intimidation. And I tell you right now, we saw it in the Yankees' heyday, and I'm talking about their most recent title run from 1996 to 2009 when they claimed five World Series championships. Mariano Rivera, coming out of the bullpen in late-game situations, put fear into opponents, and that is something. That is the X factor that a guy like Aroldis Chapman will bring to the Yankees. Now, obviously, the Yankees did their homework because there was a trade on the table a few weeks ago between the Reds and the Los Angeles Dodgers to acquire Chapman, but there were some domestic violence issues that did pop up, and I know that the Yankees are not going to go out there and take a chance on this guy unless they know that he's going to be able to play for them and they know that everything is okay. But I tell you what, this is a very smart move right here for the Yankees to bring this guy in, and I tell you, their bullpen next season is going to be extremely scary. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 17, the final week in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and all the best in 2016.